Hi, welcome to Karen's Educational Mashups. I'm Karen, and this show is a compilation of excerpts from podcasts and other digital audio and video content of interest to educators. This is show number 3, and today we'll be highlighting podcasts for librarians, library media specialists, and everyone who loves books. We'll have a future episode that highlights audio ebooks, so those aren't included here, but stay tuned. This episode was inspired by my friends Becky Hart, Director of Instructional Technology at the Hot Springs School District, and Donna Bombeck, tech diva and author of the Sunlink blog. Check the show notes for links to both of those. In researching this show, I was surprised by how few libraries are currently producing podcasts, but I was thrilled by how many great podcasts I found about books. And since we're talking about libraries and books, it's a good time to remind ourselves of the importance of copyright and intellectual property rights, one of my favorite topics. Remember that once you make something into a podcast, you've left the realm of fair use that may exist in your classroom. As always, please check our website, www.k12handhelds.com/mashups, for show notes. This will include information about each item we've included here and the websites where you can listen to more or subscribe to these great shows. Okay, let's get started.
Hi, welcome to BookWink. I'm standing in front of the water in Montauk, Long Island, one of the only places in the world where great white shark pups have been documented. And believe me, I am not going in that water. You won't want to go in the water either after you hear about the books that I'm about to talk about. The first book is called Close to Shore. In 1916, people didn't believe in man-eating sharks. They thought it was just a myth. But they were about to discover the terrifying truth about great white sharks. This is the true story of the first documented shark attacks against humans in the United States. In 1916, a rogue shark attacked and killed children and adults all along the New Jersey shore. This book describes the shark's behavior as he stalked his prey. It also describes the attacks, the victims, and what the people did to deal with the shark.
This is podcast number 4 of Bibliotech, the podcast for future-looking library users and staff. This podcast was recorded on Wednesday, February 28, 2007, at Dominican University in River Forest, Illinois. Joining Steve Bertrand and Allison Beasley of the Kankakee Public Library is Michael Stevens, instructor at the Graduate School of Library and Information Science at Dominican University. Michael is well known for his influential blog, TameTheWeb.com, where he comments on library issues and trends. Since 2000, he has presented at library conferences locally, nationally, and internationally, as well as workshops for libraries and library associations. As a result of his tireless library advocacy, he was named a 2005 Library Journal Mover and Shaker. We are joined by Michael Stevens here at Dominican University in River Forest, and this is our very first remote podcast, and we're very happy that you're having us here at Dominican University, Michael.
I really appreciate you coming to visit.
Thank you. The first question I wanted to ask is, all of the talk now in the library world is about Library 2.0, and there are lots and lots of opinions, strong opinions about what 2.0 is, whether it's good, whether it's useful, not useful. What's your take on Library 2.0?
What's my take? I run my mouth about that a lot. My current take, I'm really, really impressed at how the conversations have played out over about the last year and a half.
Hi, and welcome to the District Dispatch Podcast, brought to you by the ALA Washington office. This is another special edition that was recorded at ALA's 2007 Midwinter Meeting in Seattle, Washington. This one features Carrie Lau from the ALA's Office for Information Technology Policy and David Lankus from the Information Institute of Syracuse at Syracuse University. They're talking about participatory networks. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Carrie Lau. I'm sitting in the Washington State Convention Center with Dave Lankus from the Syracuse University School of Information Studies. And Dave, I understand that you've been working on an interesting project for OITP. I'd love to hear some more about it. What have you been working on?
We have. We've been working on a technology brief. OITP, you and Rick, originally approached us to look at social networking. There was a lot of initial action on possibly banning at a congressional level social networks and those types of websites. And OITP felt, and we certainly agreed, that libraries are increasingly going to have to deal with this sort of new nature of networks and systems. So we began with originally just the intention of going out, looking at sort of Web 2.0 and social networks, developing a really straightforward technology brief for library folk, frontline librarians, library administrators, library policy makers.
Hey, do you hear about Teen Tech Week at the library?
What's that?
Teen Tech Week is a week-long celebration of technology, but at the library they have it celebrating all month long.
What kind of things are they doing?
Every Wednesday at 3:30, they're having tech-related programs like Deconstruct, where you could get to take part all technology and make cool new stuff out of it.
Maybe we can make it into a art for the teen art contest this month. What else are they doing?
Battle of the social networks.
Like on MySpace?
Yeah, and lots of others. Is the library on your friends list?
Yeah, they're like on my top 10.
Cool, me too.
Are they having computer classes too? I need to brush up on my skills, man.
Yeah, during spring break, there are classes every day.
I need to register for those. I hope there's still room left in the movie maker class.
Speaking of movies,
as you enter the reference room from the hallway, you will see rows upon rows of reference books, including print indexes, almanacs, bibliographies, general and specialized encyclopedias, and grants information. The print indexes will help to identify specific journal articles related to your subject area. Remember that they are located here. You may want to revisit this area later. Turn to your right. Move a few steps into the room and look to your left. You will find a sign that reads Interlibrary Loan. From this office, the library borrows materials it does not own from other libraries. This service is
available. Hi, and welcome to the last ColiCast this year. In literature circles, all 7 groups have chosen their favorite books out of all the ones they have read. Literature circles, where each group chooses a book, reads a certain amount of it, and then we do a job on it and discuss what we read. Here's Andrew to tell you about his group's book.
Hi, I'm Andrew. Have you read any of the Chronicles of Narnia books? If not, you should get started. When you get to Prince Caspian by C.S. Lewis, it has loads of adventure. That's why it's my favorite book. In this book, Peter sees Edmund and Lucy are called into Narnia again by Susan's own magic horn.
Welcome to Book Talks Quick and Simple. This is Nancy Keene. Have you ever heard the expression, the human race? What do you think it means? Is it like a running race? Are there winners? Are there losers? Do you have to train for long hours? Do you run in teams? Who are you racing against? What do you think? Is There Really a Human Race? By Jamie Lee Curtis, Joanna Kotler Books, 2006.
That's it for this episode. Thanks for listening. Special thanks to Sonia Cole of Bookwink, Steve Bertrand of Bibliotech and the Kankakee Public Library, Andy Bridges and the ALA Washington office for the District Dispatch, Debbie Moss of the Orange County Public Library System, Haiwang Yuan of the Western Kentucky Library, Mr. Coley and his students at Tovashall Elementary, and Nancy Keene of Book Talks Quick and Simple. Please visit our website, k12handhelds.com/mashups, to get more information about all of these shows and where you can subscribe. We'd also love to hear your comments or suggestions for future shows. You can contact us at mashups@k12handhelds.com or leave a voicemail at 206-984-2258. Our next show will feature podcasts produced by elementary students. See you then!